Hey, I got a text recently informing me that I had never given a 10-minute halacha shiur about pet food and the kashrus of pet food, what is can and cannot be used for pet food. Now, there are two issues when it comes to pet food. First of all, there's the issue of kashrus in general, and then there's the issue of kashrus lepesach. Kashrus lepesach is a much more complicated issue. When it comes to kashrus, so we're not going to talk about kashrus lepesach today. We're just going to talk about whether pet food needs to have some sort of hashkacha or what you need to look for in pet food before you can feed it to animals. So first off, it's important to note that this entire discussion from a non-Pesach perspective is pretty much going to be limited to dog and cat food. When it comes to bird food and to fish food and things like that, there may be chametz issues, but there's not going to be the basar b'chalav issues that we're going to talk about today. So in order to understand what the issues are with pet food, so fundamentally the problem is going to be that if there's a concern that there's basar b'chalav, you're not allowed to get hana'a from basar b'chalav. And part of getting hana'a, one way that one gets hana'a is by feeding their animals. So the Torah tells us in three separate places, the Gemara derives from there that there are three separate isurim, basar b'chalav. There's nisra achila, there's nisra hana'a, and
that's only you can't do it, but a guy can cook meat and meat.
A guy can cook it. You're not allowed to feed it to your animal if it's basar b'chalav. There's nisr hana'a from basar b'chalav. So feeding your animal basar b'chalav is a problem because you're getting hana'a from the fact that your animal is enjoying the or is benefiting from the basar b'chalav, is being nourished by the basar b'chalav. So the question is whether all of these isurim of basar b'chalav apply to all types of meat. Meaning, what if the meat was basar nevela, which is our case, meaning certainly they're not using shechted meat in animal food. Now, if the meat is from an oaf, it's not from a behema, so there's definitely no isra hana'a, because it's only basar b'chalav mit rabbanan, and that would certainly not be a problem. Even if the meat is from a behema tameya, from a non-kosher animal, from a pig, from a horse, something like that, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Zayin in Yerideya Sif Gimel Paskins, like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, which the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino noeg ela babasar behema tahora bechalav behema tahora. It's got to come from a kosher species, both the meat and the milk. Aval basar tahora bechalav tmeo, basar tmeo bechalav tahora, mutarim bebishalubana. But if either the milk or the meat comes from a non-kosher species, then it's not going to be a violation of bishul when you cook it together, nor is it going to be a violation of hana'a. So if your dog food has pig meat or horse meat or chicken meat, that's not going to be a shayla of getting hana'a from basar b'chalav. The only shayla is going to be when it has meat from a kosher animal, cow or a sheep or something like that, even though we know it's not shechted. So that's the question now. You have nevela, is there an iser of basar b'chalav on basar nevela? So we have to go through each of the three isurim. There are three isurim of basar b'chalav. There's eating, there's cooking, and there's hana'a. So do those three isurim apply to basar nevela? So when it comes to eating, the Gemara Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis quotes the Shita of Shmuel that if a person eats basar nevela that was cooked with milk, then he has violated an isser of basar b'chalav. And the Gemara explains that if you hold there's an isser basar b'chalav in eating that which was already nevela anyway, then it must be that you hold isser chal al isser, that even though the meat was already isser anyway because it was ready nevela, the isser basar b'chalav could still be chal on that isser. We happen to hold it ain isser chal al isser, and therefore if something is already nevela, if it's subsequently cooked with milk, it's not going to have an additional Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. It already has the Isser Achila of Nevela. It's not going to have the additional Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. What about when it comes to cooking? So if the issue is Isser Bishul, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says, HaMevashal Chelev B'chalav, if you cook Chelev, or for that matter, Basar Nevela with Chalav, then Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chadomer Loke, V'chadomer Eino Loke. And the Gemara initially assumes it's a Machlokes, but ultimately on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid, the Gemara says, no, mar mechado v'lepligi. The one who says you get Malkus was talking about Bishul, and the one who says you don't get Malkus was talking about Achila. So essentially, there's no Isser Bishul b'basar nevela when it's being cooked with milk, so there's no Isser, there's no issue of Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore it will be an Isser, I'm sorry, there's no, right, I mean, since there's no Isser of Bishul on a nevela, there's only Isser of Bishul on basar b'chalav, so you're not going to say ain Isser Chalal Isser, because it's a brand new iser. There never was an iser of bishul when it was nevela meat. Now that you're cooking it with chalav, it's an iser bishul, and therefore there is an iser bishul midaraisa when you cook nevela meat with milk. So again, all we've established so far is that there's no iser achila of basar b'chalav when you have nevela meat that was cooked with milk, because it's ready also mishum nevela. There is an iser of bishul of nevela with basar b'chalav. The one thing the Gemara never discusses is what about hana'a? Is there an iser hana'a from basar nevela that was cooked with chalav? So there are two approaches to this. The simple approach, the straightforward approach is, well, feeding a person's dog is a form of benefit, and there's no iser hana'a on nevela, so as soon as you cook it with milk, now you've generated a new iser. It's not subject to anus chalal iser, it's a brand new iser, and therefore there's absolutely should be an iser hana'a, and therefore you should not be allowed to feed your dog basar b'chalav, even if the basar was nevela. It should be asir. However, the approach to be mekel is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos in the third part of Maseches Krisos holds that the iser to get hana'a from basar b'chalav doesn't apply to Basar Nevela. And the Rambam says for the following reason. There is this concept called Ein Iser Chalal Iser. So we know that Nevela was already Asur B'Achila beforehand. Now you're going to cook it with Chalav, it's not going to have a new Iser Achila Mitam Basar B'Chalav. Right? So it doesn't get an Iser Achila. Now here's the kicker, the Rambam says. The Iser Hana'a that you get from, that you have by Basar B'Chalav, is a function of its Iser Achila. So whenever there's not going to be an Iser Achila Basar B'Chalav, Memela, you're not going to have an Iser Hana'a from that Basar B'Chalav. The Rambam is so excited about this point that he refers to this as a Nekuda Nifla'a, an amazing point. This is the famous Nekuda Nifla'a of the Rambam, and it's very Nogea L'maisa, because according to the Rambam, since there's no Iser Hana'a on Basar Nevela with Chalav, you'd be allowed to feed your dog the Basar B'Chalav the dog food. So Prima Gadim and others show that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Pischei Tshuva and Simen Pei Zayin Sifkan Vav quotes this, and the truth is that it's a very difficult yesod, this Nekuda Nifla'a, because it assumes that when we say Ein Iser Chalal Iser, that we mean that the Iser doesn't apply at all. Rav Elchanan in the Kovit Tzaharos and Simen Lamed points out that in Yevamos Taflam Bezam Bezers and Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Shimon holds that the second Iser doesn't apply at all, but Rabbi Yossi holds, no, even when Ein Iser Chalal Iser, it just means that there's no Onesh for the second Iser, but the Iser is still going to be Chal. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that even if Ein Iser Chalal Iser, somebody who violates the double Iser, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be buried in among the Rishaim Gemurim, as well as someone who only violates single Iser. I mean, the assumption is where Sanhedrin says we try to set up a Beis HaKvaros where everyone of the same religious level is buried near each other. So if a person violates an Ein Iser Chalal Iser kind of Iser, he really violated two Iserim. It's just that there was no Onesh on the second one. Whereas if he just violated a regular Iser, he only violated one Iser. So apparently it's really not Heter Gamer. The Rambam seems to assume that it is indeed Heter Gamer. The Chassam Sofer and Simen Tzadi Beis quotes a Mi'il Tzedakah that even though Hasomech ala Rambam ein maschich moso mikomachum in baldefanai hasha'ela ani oser, that even though you can't get angry at someone and you can't criticize someone too harshly if there's Somech on the Rambam, but I would never be mekel on that shayla myself. The Yad Yehuda is also machmir in this. Dagum Revava in Yardea Simen Pei Zayin writes that in situations of a hefsid, a person can rely on the mekel shita of the Rambam, but most of the time, to buy dog food that doesn't have basar b'chalav is not such a hefsid. There's plenty of other dog food available. It's hard to call that a hefsid. So the Prim Gadol and Dagum Revava luchora suggest that one should not use such dog food. The CRC gives hashkacha on pet food. It's important to realize when they give hashkacha on pet food, it is not okay for you to eat it. It's still nevela, right? And if a person eats it, it's still going to be a problem. They're giving hashkacha that you could feed it to your dog, that it's not possible chalav. So either there's no chalav in it, or the basar is from a horse, or the basar is from a chicken, right? But that's all the hashkacha really entails. It's just a hashkacha to not rely on the Rambam's nukuda nifla'a. Now, a little bit of practical advice. In the Star K website, Rabbi Goldberg writes that in trying to ascertain what is in pet food, you may rely on the ingredient panel. They're very strict. The U.S. government very strictly regulates the labeling of pet food, perhaps even more than they are human food. A person has to label it, the companies have to label it correctly, and therefore, if the label says meat, that doesn't really tell you anything. It could be cattle, sheep, goats, it could be anything. If we're cattle, sheep, or goats, then you run into trouble if there's milk in it also. If it meat could also mean pork, in which case it would be mutter, but since you don't know, l'chara, you should be machmir. If the meat is from horses, then the law is it has to say horse meat. So if you see that it says horse meat, you know you're good. Then you know that you're dealing with Behemet Tameah, and it's not going to be a problem. One should also be aware of what the different words for chalav are on an ingredient panel. You know, if it says whey or cassian or something like that, then those are milk products, and therefore you do have to worry about chalav and also animal fat. Animal fat is basar, right? That's also going to be an issue. So again, the Nekudah and the Flav of the Rambam would allow any type of dog food, but better to be machmir, not to rely on the Nekudah and the Flav, and therefore to use either dog food that doesn't have both milk and meat, or a dog food that has from a behemoth tamea, or a dog food that has from an oaf. Okay, everyone have a great day.